So we've been talking this morning about this story we have on sportsradio610.com. Matt Hammond will join us at 9 o'clock about how Bill O'Brien apparently wanted to name Deshaun Watson the starting quarterback after the first preseason game against Carolina. We were just discussing in the previous segment the relationship between Bill O'Brien and Rick Smith, and I think you and I both, Seth, thought that this exchange during Hard Knocks 2 years ago was a good look into what that relationship is kind of like.
It really is dead heat between Bull and James.
I think that's legit. I mean, he earned the right to be on the team. If he's on, and he'll go contribute, hopefully. And the other guy's a better DB. The other guy's a better defensive back.
We can't only keep 53. So some guys admit that earn the right to be on the team may not make the team.
The other thing about James is he's a more versatile player because he could play, I know it's, you know, would be an emergency, but he could play running back. He has returned punts.
Right.
You know, every good point I make on Charles, you can make on Rose.
It's a dead heat. Let's go with the length.
Exactly.
Let's go with what we've set out to do, yep. Get faster, but also get longer.
No, I think it's a great plan.
If it comes down to the two of them, it's roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Thanks.
That would be, let's see, if I were going to be Rick Smith and you're going to be Bill O'Brien,
okay.
How would that go with discussing Deshaun Watson and Tom Savage?
If I'm Bill O'Brien?
You're Bill O'Brien. Okay. You want to start Deshaun Watson?
Rick, listen, I watched what happened against Carolina. I want to start this guy week one.
Right, I'll name the starting quarterback. Well, but you can only start one. You can only start one.
I know.
But we got to go with what we talked about originally, I think, which was that we're going to be patient with Deshaun Watson and let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I see what you're saying.
A lot of times people have blind spots. We don't want to be victim of our own blind spots here and get too excited about Deshaun Watson.
But did you see how he ran on Saturday against Carolina? Did you see the explosiveness, the athleticism?
Listen, I'm Rick Smith. I drafted the MF-er. Of course I saw all that. I knew that he had him in. I traded up. I put my balls on the table for this thing. Of course I did. But we got to be patient about it, O'Brien. You step in line, son. That's exactly how it went.
That's exactly how that went. Yeah.
But does that sound right, John?
Right.
I like that James Roll interaction because even though it didn't work out, Roll was not very good. They cut him and they brought in James, and that actually did work out eventually. I actually like that organizational thinking. Like that discussion they had made a lot of sense the way I think any organization, sports or otherwise, actually should run. I was good with that thought process.
I think there's a lot of lesser players that the personnel department, like, they work out and they'll sign them and then they'll say, here, this guy's coming in. Coach them, but on the big decisions, the important decisions, they have to talk. I mean, their offices are one, Chris Olsen's office between their offices, so they see each other all the time. And on any important decision, I would imagine that decision went like, I'm thinking about doing this, because Bill could have said, I'm doing this. And Rick could say, well, I think you ought to stick to the plan. Well, I know, but I'm doing it. And my contract says I can do it. I think it's probably, I'm thinking about this, and Rick says, well, what about this? And he went back, yeah, okay. And then Tom clearly outplayed the next game against New England.
Yes.
He was a lot better than Watson.
I'm going to read this from The Big Lead. It's a website that I continue to claim I'm going to quit, but I just can't help it. I keep coming back to it. Before the Conor McGregor fight, Floyd Mayweather had about $700,000 in career earnings. That doesn't sound right. 700,000.
Just in terms of just fighting earnings. Just fight earnings?
That's got to be more than that. Oh, that doesn't include actual. No, that's not
all he had left.
That's got to be 700 million or something, including Gates.
No way. Maybe 700.
How much has he made off the pay-per-views on each fight?
Mayweather? Mayweather or McGregor?
Yeah, Mayweather.
Maybe that man, it's all Mayweather? He had left.
Rex Ryan, Rob Ryan.
No, hell. Mayweather's made a ton of money.
How many times do you have to say Mayweather after I say Mayweather for you to believe that I'm talking about Floyd Mayweather? Yeah, it's a typo in this damn article.
I said
700,000. You're like, oh, 700,000.
No, I heard, for some reason, I heard McGregor.
All right.
That's why.
So, a few weeks after, Mayweather's telling TMZ and everybody else within earshot.
Why is this such a big deal? I don't
that
understand.
He's that he's a billionaire.
Like, I misheard it. Is that the big deal? Like, I misheard it. Like, I don't know. Like, what do you want?
You didn't understand that you had misheard it until we'd explained it to you four times.
Well, yeah, sound like me and my wife.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, like obviously, Floyd Mayweather has made hundreds of millions in boxing.
Yeah, so it
that.
Was a typo when it says 700,000 in career earnings. I'm guessing that's 700 million. He's telling everybody that he is now officially a billionaire and the becoming one was easy. I guess some people are skeptical. This makes sense. He spends a lot of money, but he makes so much money. And he has other businesses aside from just the money he's made boxing. You know, I used to openly worry, John. I worry about any boxer when they spend really exorbitantly. And then it drives me even crazier when people will say, Seth, he makes 50 $50 million a fight, blah, 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 blah. Because, like, okay, fine, Mike Tyson had hundreds of millions of dollars, too. It's never the boxer's own individual spending that does him in. It's the family. It's the hangers-on. It's all of those. Right. Now that he's got a billion, I don't worry about Floyd Mayweather. If he were just to hunker down and live conservatively off the interest, he'd be making $40 million a year. And I kind of think that it's damn near impossible to blow through $40 million a year.
I saw a thing the other day about all the cars he had, and but they still were only valued at $20 million. And for him, that's nothing.
Yeah. So there you go. Good job. Congratulations, Floyd Mayweather. You finally made it. You're finally a billionaire. Which means, you know, it was one step closer to being a billionaire. J.J. Watt. Something that you and John McClane and all the other haters out there with a Z don't think can happen. I know it will happen.
I would be interested in looking at what Mayweather's portfolio looks like with the real estate and the cryptocurrency investments.
Cryptocurrency, real estates, a couple of index funds, and strippers.
Yes. Yep. LeVar Ball is going to homeschool his son. He's pulling LaMelo out of Chino Hills High School, and he will homeschool him for LaMelo's final 2 years before college. LeVar told ESPN, "I am not dealing with the coach over there. I'm not dealing with the administration over there. I don't want no distractions on Melo, so therefore I'm going to homeschool him and make him the best basketball player ever."
How about the day you did proclaim yourself the teacher of your son, the homeschool? Maybe don't use a double negative. Don't use a double negative. Just when you're talking about, you're going to be teaching this kid English and whatnot. Don't do that. I love to see what LaMelo's school project is going to be, like drawing pictures of the LaMelo 4 or whatever sneaker or anything. I for one, am a big believer in this high school coach at Chino Hills who drove Ball LaMelo out of it.
Crazy.
Yeah. Is there a wife or mother in the picture?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Can you imagine what her home life is like with him?
I think it might not be bad. I bet he's a champ in the bed. He's confident. He's got a manly
do
physique.
Do that. I'm going to do this. You do that.
Yeah.
Landry, this story
woman
has
knows
you.
She knows that he knows what he wants, and she respects him for it.
Landry, this story has you written all over it. Where are you on this?
Homeschool is a complete scam sometimes, especially when he's going to be the one teaching him. This kid, I want to see this
kid. Complete scam, as opposed to actual high school where it's so hard for stupid kids to graduate.
I just want
to
see this kid's. I just want to see this kid's test scores. I just want to see his test scores and make sure he gets into UCLA. All right,
Landry,
he's
got to
get into UCLA. Like he's got to pass the state, whatever tests they use for
the
homeschool
California
kids. Yeah. Whatever they do, he's got to pass that.
I have to admit, I cannot imagine anything worse. And I understand people have to do it for like very valid reasons. I cannot imagine anything worse in my own life than homeschooling. I would stab myself in the eye multiple times before I had to do that.
I think I could pull it off, but it would be like, I'd homeschool my daughter. And by that, I mean, I'd get a bunch of tutors.
Yeah, that would be the homeschooling.
We said homeschool, not parent teach. This is homeschooling.
Okay, that makes sense.
Is that a big business then that people... When you say homeschooling, that you tutor kids because the parents can't teach them?
They have a lot of co-ops, though, too, where you kind of group together. So you have a group settings and you can still have group activities and everything. There's all different ways to do it.
That's a good point because, I mean, to be a high school teacher, you need like past certifications. Yeah. Like, you might need to have a master's in certain places.
Right, but that's also, but to be a high school teacher, you're learning how to teach 25 kids at a time.
Good point.
It's different when the student-teacher ratio is 1-1 and you have YouTube and Khan Academy. Like, it's a whole different deal.
All right.
Yeah. No, I'm all, like, I've looked into this. Like, God, honestly, school sucks, man.
I
think back
school.
To, like, how miserable. I hated it. My childhood blew, okay? It was awful. Man. And there's times, like, where I was like, man, if I could take my child away from the misery that was junior high and high school for me, like, if that were the case, I would do it. I would
you
do it. Because why bother?
You should have spent more time around construction sites.
Yeah.
Well, what about the A school? Do you guys have that?
The what school?
The alternative school?
What's that for? Like,
just people didn't want to go to the normal high school.
No, we didn't have that. I didn't go to one of your fancy school districts.
No, it's
not fancy.
We had to scrape
fancy.
The cow manure off our boots before we showed up to school.
Landry had that at Grapevine.
It is not fancy. Winfrey Academy. It was in a Target parking lot. A lot of pregnant girls there.
That'll do it for Mad Takes. Hammond's in here to talk about a story at 9 o'clock about Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien. We have one more segment to go with John. What does he think of this one-game Danny Trevathan suspension? Plus, we are a quarter way through the NFL season. Who is his NFL MVP at the quarter poll? This is Mad Radio.